I love music. I love song. Music is the beauty of God's creation. Song is the fragrance of God's creation. Music awakens us to a sublime height. Song delights us, our life within and our life without. Each human being is a musician. He either plays on his mind drum, or he plays on his heart flute, or he plays on both. He himself plays, he hears, he appreciates, and he admires his own creations that come from an unknown source. Each human being is a singer in his thoughts, in his ideas, in his actions, in his words and deeds, in his sound life and silence life. He carries sweetness, tenderness, and soul-stirring or heart-rending melodies of the unknown. Himself is a singer, listener, and admirer of his own songs. God is the supreme musician. God is the supreme singer. He created the universe from his vision, music. He feeds and nourishes the universe with his revelation and manifestation songs. A musician pilots his music reality boat, large and powerful, confidently and majestically, to grandeur, splendor of the plenitude, multiplication shore. A singer sails his dreamboat songs soulfully and self-givingly to beauty's shore of the ever-transcending beyond. When I play music, I feel I have become greatness incarnate. When I sing songs, I feel my life has become the sweetness of my heart and the fullness of my soul. My music and I barter life, fulfillment, confidence, might. My song and I barter newness, journey, oneness, delight. I unmistakably appreciate the musicians and the singers of the outer life. I sincerely admire and adore the musicians and the singers of the inner life. I dearly love and love and love the musicians and the singers who only play God music and God songs to gladden God the supreme musician and God the supreme singer. To me, the music that shatters our ears descends from God's dynamic thunder feet power. India's greatest poet and literary figure, Tagore, tells the world, quote, "The noise of the moment scoffs at the music of the eternal," unquote. Alas, when a tiny drop makes fun of the vast ocean, it is at once ridiculous and painful. True, eternally true, absolutely true, what the great philosopher Nietzsche says, quote, "Without music, life would be a mistake," unquote. The outer music you hear, the inner music you become. The outer music thrills us, the inner music drills us to be absolutely perfect instruments of God. Music is well said to be the speech of angels, so says Carlyle. Music is divinity's breath that expresses itself through humanity's heart and life. Carlyle's utterance embodies truth beyond measure. To me, the song that sweetens our heart and enlightens our mind descends from God's bliss-flooded heart home. I equally applaud the music that revolutionizes my inner sleep life and the song that harmonizes my outer conflict life.